ever walked past a motel and thought, what's really going on in there? Well, get ready to deep dive into one Phoenix motel, the Royal Inn, where the reality was apparently way more than just late night ice machines and continental breakfast.
And what's wild is this isn't some isolated incident.
Right.
This story takes us right to the intersection of local businesses and serious federal offenses.
Okay.
It's like Law and Order, but with a side of pool towels and vacancy signs.
Our listener sent in this article about the Royal Inn run by a couple, Varsha and Nalem Patel.
Okay.
On the surface, just your average motel, until the FBI came knocking.
Yeah.
We're not talking about a noise complaint here. This was a full-on raid.
And that's where those, what were they thinking? Alarms start going off.
Right.
You see, the allegations here go way beyond a few unpaid parking tickets. We're talking about potential involvement in drug dealing, specifically meth and fentanyl. These are not just illegal substances. They're incredibly dangerous, even deadly.
Right. And to make matters even shadier, this motel wasn't exactly tucked away in some industrial district. The article mentions it's right near residential areas, even schools. It even says there were nearly 200 incidents reported there since 2017. So either the Patels were the most oblivious motel owners ever, or there's something more to it, right?
That's the million-dollar question. And that's where this massive 44-count indictment comes into play.
Okay.
Imagine a stack of legal accusations so tall you'd need a stepladder to reach the top. That's essentially what the Patels are facing.
Wow. Okay. So this is clearly not just a local noise complaint situation. What makes this a federal case? Why is the FBI involved in what might seem like a local issue?
Because it points to something much bigger. When you have allegations of drug trafficking, prostitution, A&D money laundering all happening under one roof, that's a huge red flag for federal law enforcement. Mm-hmm. It suggests a level of organized crime that goes beyond just a few bad actors.
Speaking of indictments, this one is pretty hefty.
Right.
Let's break it down.
Okay.
What does a 44-count indictment actually mean for the Patels, legally speaking? What kind of trouble are they in?
Okay.
We're talking about some seriously heavy accusations here. Drug trafficking, prostitution, money laundering. It's like a crime thriller starter pack. But before we get, like, lost in the drama, let's break down some of these legal terms. What are the actual charges against the Patels, and what kind of penalties are we talking about?
You're right. Legal jargon can sometimes feel like a foreign language.
Right.
So let's translate.
Okay.
We've got operating a drug house, which basically means the authorities believe the Royal Inn wasn't just a place to sleep, but also a hub for selling and distributing those dangerous drugs we talked about, meth and fentanyl. Then there's racketeering.
Okay. That one definitely sounds like something out of a mob movie.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But in reality, it's about targeting organized crime.
Right.
Think of it like this. If you picture a criminal operation as a spiderweb, ARBRAE, the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, aims to take down the whole web, not just a few strands. It's about establishing a pattern of illegal activity for financial gain. And it carries some serious weight in terms of potential consequences.
So not something you want to see on a legal charge sheet, that's for sure. But out of all of these charges, I think the one that really piques my curiosity, and probably our listeners too, is the money laundering.
Yeah.
It all sounds so secretive and complex.
It can be, but at its core, it's about taking dirty money, like profits from illegal activities, and making it look clean.
Okay.
Imagine trying to disguise a stack of cash stained with dye from a bank robbery. Money laundering is about making that money look like it came from legitimate sources.
So it's like giving dirty money a bubble bath.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
And the article alleges that the Patels used earnings from the Royal Inn to make mortgage payments, not just on the motel itself, but also on a property in California.
Okay.
This raises red flags for investigators because it suggests an attempt to mix legitimate income with potentially illegal funds, blurring the lines.
So if investigators are picturing a financial shell game, that California connection is a big clue, potentially exposing the play.
Right.
This raises an important question for our listener, though. Why should they care? How does a case like this, with all its complexities, actually impact their everyday life?
That's the thing about money laundering. It might seem like a victimless crime, just numbers on a balance sheet.
Right.
But the reality is it fuels criminal enterprises, making them stronger and more difficult to dismantle.
Right.
And those illegally gained profits, they can distort local economies, driving up prices for everyone. Think about it. A sudden surge in housing costs in a neighborhood could be linked to money laundering schemes.
That's a really good point. It's like this whole hidden layer of activity that we don't think about, but that impacts all of us in ways we probably don't even realize.
Precisely. And when you have a case like the Royal Inn, where you have these very serious accusations, it shines a light on how these illegal activities can infiltrate seemingly ordinary businesses.
So we've got a motel allegedly at the heart of a criminal enterprise, facing a mountain of charges and a potential trail of money leading all the way to California. But this isn't a Hollywood script. This is a real-life legal battle. So what happens next? What are the Patels' options for fighting these accusations?
So the Patels are facing some incredibly serious accusations.
But it's not a lost cause, right? They have legal options, ways to fight back against these charges.
Yeah.
What are some potential defense strategies their lawyers might use based on what we know from the article?
Absolutely. Remember, an indictment is not a guilty verdict. It's just the first step in what could be a very long legal process. One common strategy we see in these kinds of cases is challenging the credibility of witnesses.
Okay.
If the prosecution's case relies heavily on testimonies from people claiming they saw illegal activities at the Royal Inn,
right,
the defense might try to discredit those accounts, highlighting inconsistencies or biases.
So it becomes a question of who to believe, whose story holds up in court.
Exactly. And because there's so much at stake, things can get very complex. Another route the defense could take is arguing that the Patels were genuinely unaware of any illegal activities happening at their motel.
That seems like a long shot given the number of reported incidents.
It's definitely a high bar to clear.
Yeah.
The defense would need very strong evidence to convince a jury that the Patels were completely oblivious to what was happening on their property, especially with 200 incidents in a few years.
Mm.
Another key area the defense is sure to focus on is the financial side of the case.
Okay.
Remember those mortgage payments in California that raised red flags?
Right, right.
Expect the defense team to scrutinize every bank statement, every transaction.
Wow.
To try and paint a different picture, they'll look for alternative explanations that don't involve illegal activity, potentially arguing that the money trail is misleading.
So it's like a game of financial forensics.
Precisely.
Trying to piece together the truth from a puzzle of transactions.
And financial crimes can be incredibly complex, and it often takes a very sharp legal mind to untangle the truth. But let's be clear, if the Patels are found guilty, even on some of these charges, the consequences could be devastating.
We're talking about spending a long time in prison, right?
Yes, we are, potentially decades behind bars. And then there are the fines, which could easily reach into the millions of dollars. On top of all that, they could lose everything they own. The motel, their property in California, even personal belongings, if the authorities can prove those assets are connected to the alleged crimes.
Wow, that is a lot to process. It really makes you think twice about the businesses we interact with every day. The places we might not give a second thought to.
It really does. And that's what's so fascinating about this deep dive. It's a stark reminder that things aren't always what they seem. A seemingly ordinary motel on the side of the road could be at the heart of a complex criminal operation.
So as we check out of this deep dive into the world of motel intrigue, illicit activities, and the high stakes of federal investigations, what's the key takeaway you want to leave our listener with?
I think it's about staying informed, being aware of our surroundings, and asking questions. We should remember that every business we encounter, every transaction we make, is part of a larger ecosystem. And sometimes that ecosystem is a lot more complex than meets the eye.
And on that note, we'll leave you to ponder the hidden layers beneath the surface of everyday life. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and as always, thanks for taking this deep dive with us.